Hello and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. The use of technology in classrooms is quickly becoming the new norm in education. At the beginning of this year, the Columbia Public School District began issuing mini iPads to Battle High School students and to fifth graders at Mill Creek Elementary through a program called One-to-One. But how do parents and even teachers who may not be familiar with modern tools make sure students are using them to their advantage? KBIA's Abigail Corson went to the workshop sponsored by a local library to report on this story.
Chip Donahue wants to help local educators looking to connect the dots between the use of technology such as iPad minis and tablets in the classrooms. Donahue specializes in distance learning and online education and early childhood development. But he spoke to an audience filled with both elementary and secondary educators about how they can use technology effectively in the classroom. Donahue says the first step for teachers being able to use technology with their students is actually understanding the technology themselves.
We've got to do our homework first before we can help kids. Our own digital media literacy, what we know about these tools, is essential. So we've got to upskill and learn more and think about our attitudes so that we really can help children in this digital age.
Educational innovators preach that iPads are tools used to engage students in visual learning, but some parents aren't so sure. Joanne Rainey says she feels like she has less control over how much technology plays a role in her daughter's life.
I do not know how to turn off the internet or have any control over it. I haven't ever even been informed about what she really needs it for. When I go to open house, you know, at the school, they don't really talk about the use of the iPad mini and how I can have any control over it.
Rainey says when she first heard her daughter was being issued an iPad, she was excited. But as the semester went on, she noticed her daughter was studying less due to the constant interruptions of social relationships.
My concerns grew more and more as I realized that she used it just as much for social as she did for any homework.
Sarah Howard is in charge of Children and Youth Services at the Daniel Boone Regional Library. She says this topic is extremely important. After all, students up through high school are digital natives, meaning they've lived their entire lives with connected mobile devices.
Seems like all of us are struggling to figure out what it is that we should be doing with our little ones and how little they should really be when we start doing it with them.
Donahue says it's valid for educators and parents to be concerned that technology in the classroom will take away from the students' social interactions and skills. He says it is important for parents, librarians, teachers, and educators of any kind to be media mentors or good examples of using technology as a learning tool. Donahue says having a designated no device time will allow students to not become so dependent on their phones and iPads. Claire Adams is a graduate student in the education program at Columbia College. She's about to start working in the classroom and says it's become clear to her that technology is not going anywhere.
I think it's absolutely necessary because we're trying to prepare kids for jobs that don't exist yet, and we know that technology is going to be more and more integrated as they go, so I think it's essential.
To sum it up, technology in classrooms is only growing. How educators choose to implement the technology will determine how their students perform. I'm Abigail Corson, KBIA News, Columbia.
That's this week's Exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.